The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net.
Warning! The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor, or your neighbor's wife, or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Today's show has been sponsored and supported by OBSBeers.com, ChillLoverRadio.net, Colorado Hot.
Whenever you're ready.
Oh, we've been recording?
Yeah, not that long.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, about so 40 seconds.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know. I was like, go, and then I'm like, ready to go.
I never know when there's going to be gold, so I always just...
Of course. Well, unfortunately, none of this is, because that was just to get everybody... involved.
Yeah, everyone nice and moist.
I've done it before.
I know.
I know what I'm doing.
Key. All right.
All right, Key. I think
if you want me to start, I can.
I think I know.
Okay, you do. All right, well, tell me all about that.
No, you can.
I can. Can I start the show?
Yeah, just do what you were going to do.
All right.
Yeah.
Live from OBS Beers Podcasting Studio in Las Vegas, Nevada, right now, we're going to get down with three interesting beers, but hey, I've got a question for you. You ever wonder what's up with apartments next to college campuses? Here's Sean with What Fucking Bothers Him.
Yeah, you want to know what bothers me?
Go on.
I was trying to get this apartment right next to the goddamn, the college, and it's on College Drive, right?
Right.
And this all got cheap rent.
Okay, so you got cheap rent next door to the college.
So what you're thinking is for the students, right? So, you think it's geared towards students.
Wait, yeah. So you went to go get an apartment.
I'm looking at it, yeah.
And you were like, yo, this seems affordable. It's right next to college, which means mad customers. I see where you're going with this.
And then it's newly built.
It's okay, so it's
and
new.
And it's all these bright colors.
Okay, ooh, colored.
Like it, no.
He said bright coloreds.
No. Nope.
Right, like red, purples, blues.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, bright coloreds.
No.
Am I missing something here, dude?
I don't know.
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay. All right, there's a lot of vibrant spectrum of shades.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. No. Colored.
It's just modern. It's modern.
It's modern colored.
Looking.
No. Okay. Looking.
No.
Modern looking.
Yeah.
Okay, got you. Okay, so what happened?
And then, but the annoying part, I was going to go there to make sure you didn't have to be a student or some shit. Like, yeah. You know how like some like dorms are like that or whatever. I didn't know if it was one of those. And then, it's fucking senior living.
What?
What?
Wait, what?
Wait, are you?
It's 55 and up.
Like, so they put a well, you know, dude. What though? I kind of see it. Most
it's fucking annoying. It's old folks can find good ass homes.
Well, because they're old, dude.
But they can and they can see all that college booty.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, they can college booty. If your student is missing their Grammy,
they're always gonna be calling if there's like loud noises from the college though. That's the
excuse
thing.
Me, I hear they're turned up. I need them to turn it down. Can you please send in one of your little with the guy who carries the flashlight, little school campus officer. I want to make a complaint. They're very turned up. They're extremely turned. They're listening to that Keith. That
watch Keith your blood Jeff. Pressure now.
Is it Keith Chafe? You know who I'm talking about. He's always talking about spaghetti. And for some reason, you got to feed this kid. But he's got all this guap. I don't know what that
guacamole.
Shortage. Well, if Trump shuts down the border, we're going to be without that guap. A mole.
Just like
but
that.
Go on. Tell me more about how angry it is that you haven't lived through two world wars.
You want me to not go off on a...
We're still talking about the apartment thing that's pissing handle your you business. Off.
That's it.
Okay. So
how how cheap is it?
It was $615 a month.
What?
Wait, $615 for like a one bedroom, two bedroom
one
studio?
One bedroom, not studio.
Was that including utilities? Like trash, things like that.
I think like two of them. Yeah.
So for $615, one bedroom, nice, modern looking, across the street from the college, they fucked you out of money.
Bro. That's like a cool $800 a month.
Not like right across the street from the college. It was up the street from the college, but on the same street.
Oh, but
on College Drive.
That's kind of nuts, dude. And that was in Henderson, or was that in?
Yeah. The CSN.
Oh,
in Henderson.
Yeah. That. Yo, that's a nice area.
Yeah, bro. I was.
I'm
I was
sorry
like,
to hear that, my dude.
Man.
And so it was. So the part that annoys you is the fact of what it presented.
Yeah.
Did you notice
like
the sign in the front?
Shit.
Was there a sign in the front that stated senior living?
Yeah, that's how I found out. Because I found it on an app and it didn't say I went back and checked the app.
And there was nothing
that
didn't
say nothing about senior living, and on the pictures it has on there it doesn't have the signs that say
right.
And then as soon as I'm driving up I see affordable senior living and then
and like
I drive in
fuck.
The parking lot and it's like senior housing, blah blah blah. Oh god damn it, dude.
Maybe you could have got with somebody who was alone that loves green, y'all could have lived together.
I'm gonna just put my mom's name on the lease and then
just live there. They'll fucking kick your ass out so fast.
Like, and then you're gonna be homeless.
Then you're gonna be homeless and all because you had it turned up.
Bro, how would they know?
This is true because they're gonna come in and inspect. They have to. And seniors living, if somebody is suspicious of an old person, they go in.
They can come in and inspect these nuts.
Meanwhile, if you guys ever wonder why there isn't a beer museum, I've got news for you. Here's Cash Money with a German beer report.
Yes, yes. Dankeschön for coming into my beers. San Diego is getting a museum of beer.
I hate this.
No. I enjoy it very much.
No.
Nine.
No.
Yes, yes. San Diego is getting ready to take its beer of love to the next level, yes.
Yeah.
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 Throwing a snarf and I'm happy.
It's snarfing. It's going to be built in 2014. 2020. I'm sorry. I can't read this English language. It's so
English.
This accent. Is
so I know it's fucking accent. Horrible, but it's okay. All right. The MOB, Museum of Beer, is going to house thousands of high-tech goodies for all those beer lovers getting into or already in the craft beer.
Mm. Man, that's I'm a little upset about that, actually.
No,
I'm horribly upset about it.
No, actually, to be 100%, I'm actually upset about that. For years, I was talking about opening up a craft beer national museum, like collecting memorabilia, get things like that, and really was one of the plans outside of the show. I really wanted, because there was none. Because you would think to yourself, why isn't there a museum that shows the innovators and original, like a room for, I don't know, back in prehistoric time, like before humans, like they found artwork of, you know, fermenting things, like you have like that sort of section, and then, you know, you go to Egypt and
you go to like France and different places of markers of what translate and, you know, famous people and things like that and the laws. I was thinking of something like that, man, but fuck, that sounds amazing.
That's the only stuff they have.
I'm a hater, though.
It's okay, though. But I mean,
hater.
It's 12,000 square feet. They're going to go through the brewing process through the ages. You can do beer tasting, and they have artisan pizza place there. And a beer garden, whatever that means. But it sounds pretty fucking awesome.
It's where you grow beer.
It's where you grow beer, dude. Where do you think the bottles come from?
You know what? I never thought about it. Thanks for enlightening me.
No, beer garden technically is a place for everyone to congregate and admire what's going on. And just have a beer. And it's like most beer gardens usually have like benches, like picnic benches that everyone has to share. So you're forced to kind of, you it's a place to mingle and shit. So it's pretty cool. It's like an open area.
Aggressive whenever they people have a statistics that force you to be social.
Right.
I don't like that. But just seems aggressive.
It just makes you feel more human. You're like interacting.
I get their point, but don't fucking make me do shit.
Right. Right, and that's why you'll never go until we have to go and do a podcast there.
Where?
To the museum. You think I'm going to pass up an opportunity to miss out on an
that place would be so nice.
It's in San Diego, dude.
I like that right it's next a lot. Mamigos in Mexico.
There you go. Your did he say mojitos?
I think it said mo. What did you say?
My amigos.
Oh.
Ah, got you. Okay.
The Migos.
Fair enough. All right. Well, that worked out great. San Diego, here we come. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. It's time to get down with the first beer. But wait. This just in from one of our sponsors. You want to go ahead and take your podcasting, audio recordings, and voiceovers to the next level?
Mm-hmm.
Check out Rebel Gang Theatrical Theater Push Button, sponsors of Schoolness. I still don't understand the name. Like,
That's not the name.
It's Rebel Gang Multimedia Group, right? Multimedia, because you guys
just
do...
Just media group.
Just meet. So wait, but it's just you.
Rebel Gang Media.
Rapple Gang. Okay, guys, the Rappleberries taste like Rappleberries. Go ahead and lick the wallpaper and get your auto-tune on. Check these guys out at Shane Cashmere on Instagram and book your time with Rebel Gang.
I want to be sponsored by Snapple Shane. Game.
Get your Snapple Gang Juice Media Congregation.
Okay.
Check them out at Shane Cashmere on Instagram and, do some things.
Hashtag wrap it while you tap it.
All right, and... you know what?
Thanks. We're going to have to pull the sponsorship, though.
No, damn. I think that's great for our first one. They get first bill. They help out a lot. Rebel, Rapple. You know, those guys
Snapple
are great.
Game.
Yeah, fucking.
Amazing.
That's delicious.
Ooh. Oh,
man. Yeah.
That was like an upper quadrant queef.
Fair enough.
I don't think this is going to work out.
That's going to be for a transition. Let me load up the image to go right into the thing here, guys.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to need a transition for
it
that.
Goes in the thing.
Are we going to do a transition? Or you know what? Instead of me asking you for a transition, we'll let Cash do the transition. You want to walk him through the process, Rapple Gang?
Fuck
Rapple,
is Rapple. A transition.
Ah, good. Perfect. While you guys work about that, I'll go over here.
What do we need?
That's right. Tutoring for? Cash come from Rapple Gang Media Group.
I got sponsored, guys.
That's good.
That's very good.
What are you talking about transitions? We don't use those anymore. We can just cut this.
We could.
We will.
All right, guys. So we're going to go ahead and talk about this first beer coming up. Right now, we're going to let Cash take it away. Cash, what beer are we doing? Now that we've cleared the air in our throats, Cash, what's that beer, bud?
Good vibes.
Oh, wait, don't start yet. I got to hit record on the thing. Hold on. Hold on here, dude.
Gut's got.
Okay, hold on. Let me make sure we're good. Okay, Cash, now that I've hit record, Cash, take it away.
I'll take it away, all right. This is...
Give it back!
No Indian giving, bruh.
Not Indian.
No Native American.
This kind of Indian?
Neither vote. Anyways. What are we talking about? All right,
this is a. It's coming from Scuttlebutt. They're out of Everett.
For some reason, I imagine that's my porn name.
Scuttlebutt?
Yeah, like, here he comes. Scuttlebutt!
What is the action of. What is the action of scuttling, though?
That it's is when just kind of like.
Hold shit in your ass.
Or.
When your sphincter I thought that was incontinence.
No, that would be seven of those in, like, Asia, Russia, Africa, South, and North America. I'm missing probably Australia and I think China. Seven incontinences.
You said Asia.
Right, but China's different. They concede it, and like North Korea did from South
Korea.
No, that's food.
Conceded. So, like no, getting now, see, pregnant.
That's what you do to bread.
That's how you get preggers.
Right, so this is scuttlebutt or scuttlebutt?
Butt.
It's scuttlebutt.
Yes.
Okay, right. Because there's no E on the end, is there?
No, there's not.
Yeah, I was hoping it'd be scuttlebutt. But it's
unfortunately, it's not. Sorry for disappointing you so much.
All right, so we're going to be doing a Scuttlebutt beer.
It's Scuttlebutt beer. It's a Gale Force.
Is that really the name of it?
Yeah, exactly. Bro, the name of the brewery is Scuttlebutt. Wow, that is. Scuttlebutt Brewery. So it's called Gale Force. So it's a nautical themed beer.
Yes,
I like
it is.
That. Okay.
Uh huh. ABV is 5.8%.
Okay, jokes that's on them. I fucking hate the ocean.
My father was killed by Dryden.
Any kind of body of water just pisses me the fuck off.
Wouldn't
dude.
Piss bother you too?
What about a wave
piss
pool?
Bothers me.
You don't like wave pools?
You don't? Yeah, you don't like wave pools?
Dude, I hate a good wave pool, bro.
You hate a good wave pool.
I hate them.
So you still know the difference between a bad one and a good one? You still hate them equally?
I can acknowledge talent when I see it, but right. I still hate it,
bro.
Yeah, dude. Don't. All right, well, continue, my good sir. So we're dealing with a 5.3.
No, sir. It was a 5.8.
Ah,
ABV.
Thank you. Bump that shit up. And where do they locate it?
Everett, number. Washington.
Ooh.
Washington's.
Don't do that, dude.
Yeah, what are you
don't
doing?
Joke about my man.
And Washington. I'm going to let you guys know joke. Right
Denzel,
now.
Denzel, Washington.
I got their website right here, my dude. Denzel. So let's hit them with scuttlebuttbrewing.com.
That works.
That'll work. All right, Cash, let me have that real quick.
Because you asked nicely.
Thanks.
I was just going to keep it in my hands on
it
that.
It says here on their website it's not to be drunk by straight people, so that's pretty...
Well, that's interesting because two of us are not straight.
We're bisexual.
Right. Okay, then never mind one gay person on the show. As you guys know, I've had kids.
We got a guest.
So I'm straight. Let me get the glassware.
I have a kid.
You have a... Well, I have Hep that's C. adopted. Well, I don't know. He doesn't look nothing like you, dude.
Yeah, right.
Actually, that baby's a fucking...
He's just like a pale version of myself.
There's Sean's. You got nothing but the foam, sir.
You think it's these cups?
He likes the foam in the throats.
No, it's the actual beer. It's agitated.
That happened last time on the
show. It happens all the time. I promise you, it's not the cup.
I don't believe you, but that's fine.
It's my fisticuffs.
It's his fisticuffs. You ever had a fisticuff?
No.
No? No, it's just the beer agitated, my dude.
Fist a couple trannies.
Oh, tranny fisting. Just the way grandma.
They're not as tight as you might think.
Yeah, that's true. What the shit?
Open Bottle Talk is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Oh, big shout out to Mopar. She came in and she's watching us live on Twitch.
Good shit, Mopar.
Yeah, she came in saying what up. Twitch.com. /OBSBeers2014. That's for you. That's for you and Mr. Ron.
Ron Weasley.
And one is for me.
Ron. Drink it.
No, it's a little bit, my dude. Ron, yeah, you can't come to the set and not taste.
I'm off medication.
We That's take perfect. Care of our audience, bro.
Fucking medication.
Even if he was on, he still got a fucking drink. I'm sorry. OBS beer is filmed in a live studio of drug induced audience. You're still gonna drink.
It'll make your pills better.
All right, so all right, guys. So let's get down with the cheers of the smell.
Yeah, we'll
yeah, whatever. Nice. All right, Sean. We'll start off with you first, and then we'll work our way to Cash, then to me.
You start with me.
Well, usually when you get inspired to spit it out, it's best to kind of get you to get it out.
So
because
like pumpkin guts.
Okay. All right. There's nothing wrong with that.
You got a problem, man?
Not at all, sir.
You know what? It does have a squash gourd smell. It's a little sweet. Well, pumpkin's
a hipster band is squash gourd.
Squash gourd?
Squash gourd on the washboard.
I like that. All right. Well, we'll discuss that at the end of the show. So hang on
Do
to that.
Do waterboard audience members?
Yeah, we shows. Well, yeah, that's not okay. Yeah, hold that. Let's hold all that till the end of the recording.
Okay.
All right. So
maybe some graham crackers.
So you got pumpkin guts and graham crackers.
Yep.
Okay.
Which is my favorite meal of the fall time.
Sounds like prison food.
It sounds like prison food.
Basically. I smell like melons and pineapple and like dried mango.
All right, so it's very tropical, guys.
And kind of salty at the same time.
Okay. So you're going to get a couple of things. You're definitely going to get hit with the malty goodness. It has that biscuit. It's a little toasted, some honey. There is a little bit of some brown sugar on the back end, but it's extremely tropical forward. All the fruits that these guys are naming, pumpkin guts, I like the mango, a little pineapple. If it was any citrus that you could identify, we'll probably talk about some real soft oranges. Other than that, it just smells pretty good. Are you guys turned off by the smell at all?
I'm turned on.
Hello. I'm totally turned off.
You're totally turned off. Why? Oh, okay. No, I understand where you're going with it. I get it. I
just wanted to be the opposite.
I like what you're doing.
Hey,
the
bro.
Best part of today's opposite day?
Yeah.
My dude.
Hey,
all right.
It's a bad decision.
You're special no matter what anyone says.
Stop rubbing my feet. Let's tell them how special he is at the end of the show.
Let's just get the tasting done and just hopefully this makes them feel better.
Right. Stop trying to put a condom on me.
Okay, Sorry, no. No one would ever do, you know what? Let's talk about that at the end of what we're doing. So cheers to the taste, gentlemen. Hey.
Man, keep your mouths away from the microphone. Y'all be tasting this one to God.
Yo.
Okay.
This thing is. Wait, what's the matter? Is it too loud?
Oh, that's. Dude, that's stupid. That's so frustrating.
All right. Let's talk about it, my dude. What's wrong with it? Keep going. What's wrong with it? I think the smell.
It tastes like a straight peel, bro.
It's got that mineral-y. Guys, okay, let me explain. This is a fucking palate wrecker.
No, not a pill, like a peel. A peel.
Oh, the pill.
Well,
yeah,
kind of
no.
Like a pill.
No,
too.
I just
chewed a Zan.
This is extremely drying and bitter, and this is hop heaven for those that are hop heads. This is, if you pay attention to...
This pisses me the fuck off. This is giving me heartburn.
Already?
Yes, bro.
Instantaneous.
I love it. That's why we keep them on the show, because someone has to suffer, it has...
There's an aftertaste.
There's an aftertaste, bro?
Yeah, it hits you like 30 seconds later.
I get it, like a gale force wind. It comes, mm-hmm. It comes strong.
Whoosh!
Okay, that's Cash, you know what? I noticed you didn't really make a face, because we're not pussies, so...
No, I eat pussy, but I ain't
fair
no
enough.
Watery as fuck, though.
So you're watery for you?
What's just unplugged?
Did something just unplug? Oh, that's my plug to my laptop, dude.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, bud. Thanks. Now we're back on. We're good. I was wondering why the laptop's keyboards were
just lightly fell.
You lightly fucking pussed out over there if you had been paying attention. Oh. To fucking hurt your goddamn tongue. But watery. Okay, Cash. We'll let him go to Boo Boo Court.
Have you ever had those like that pineapple orange juice from Denny's that they have? It's like a watered down version of that with like a chewed up pill aftertaste. Like the bitterness is like a prednisone.
Okay, yeah. I can see that.
You haven't had it's a steroid. Yeah, dude, that shit's bitter as fuck, but it's good though.
It does have a medicinal. Pill
like bitter chalky to the back
finish. Yeah, it's almost as if you didn't wash it all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty aggressive. That's fuck you. You're right. That's a, like I can understand your pain because as we're sitting here, it's right in the back on the uvula and it's chalky and it's got texture and it's just like. I want to take my medicine.
Yeah, my tongue is dry as fuck right now.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's watery. It's delicious. But it's that back part is pretty aggressive. That is intense. And for once, Sean, I'm with you. That back, it's just the back end is so pill filler vitamin.
Sounds strong.
It's like a multivitamin, dude.
Why are you hit so hard?
Because it's got a multivitamin in it.
God damn.
No, this thing is intense. This is an acquired taste. This will be a palate wrecker.
You look so dead.
They knew what they were doing. I think the name Gale Force works perfect for this beer. Because coming in, if you watch Sean and all of our faces, it was coming in all right. You know, it smells great. We're drinking it. Okay, whatever. But then it's when everything settled down and it comes right back.
Yep.
And it puts you in a hurt place. I like it. All right, Sean, let's get a grade. I mean, there's nothing else we can talk about this. I mean, ideally, yeah, we could talk about we can easily talk about the IPA, but how many times can you talk about IPA? Let's talk about the experience with the beer. And Sean, I think you pretty much sold it on exactly because of the pain. I think people are buying more of the beers because like Sean hates it. We need it.
Yeah.
So what is it that you're gonna grade? And why?
I'll give it a generous 1.2.
Okay, generous 1.2.
On the Richter scale?
Don't want to be in the same room, is it?
So what was the part that you did not like about
every single part of it.
It's. I know IPAs aren't your thing, but what's the one thing?
It was just so bitter.
Okay.
Aggressively, painfully bitter. Just why?
I don't know. Now that I had a little bit more, I get more fruit. There's more fruit, but then again, that back kick is real
killing.
It's
both flavorless and bitter.
That's weird.
That's what bugs me.
It's flavorless to you, and then it's bitter, which
is so watery and shit. It's just like, it's like it has the wateriness of a lager, and it's like, oh, okay, I'm going to be refreshing. Just kidding, I'm going to take that away, too. That's the only fucking thing I had going for me, and I'm going to fucking go the opposite direction. It pisses me off.
It hooked you up. All right. Cash, what do you have?
I'm going to give this a 2.5.
Okay, why?
Honestly, I like IPAs, but this shit is like bitter pill-ass bitter.
Okay.
Like, it's almost too bitter to enjoy. This is the IPA that people who don't like IPAs had, and that's why they fucking hate IPAs.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
This is exactly what that is.
I think the more you sip on it, now I've had it three times, the more you sip on it, then all the interesting characteristics about the IPA starts to kick out. But you're going to end up having a difficult time because even now, it's really fucking with the back of my throat. It's drying. It's like I just ate some grass and took my fucking Flintstone my Flintstone chewable pill, but they forgot to add the flavor to it.
it looks
purple, but it ain't great. Flavor. Yeah, so it's interesting. I like it, and I'm going all the way a little bit higher. I'm going to give it a 4 based upon that this is an acquired taste. This was made for true IPA heads. And people who appreciate that sort of tanning drop, this would be. I don't know that I would. Would I classify this one? It's such a low ABV. For me, this would be almost. It's kind of like borderline celebratory, or this would be something like, you know who this is for.
Yeah.
So you break it out. It's one of those you got to know who your audience is. To break it out. Like, I could drink this with someone who truly loves IPAs. They're going to go apeshit. I give this to Sean. I'm doing it because I've had a bad day, and his misery is going to make my day. Like, you get, like, that sort of scenario. I really hate when you're really in pain.
No, it's a half shaft. Thanks to you.
Yeah, half shaft.
Half shaft? Well, I think shaft is not the word.
Shut your mouth. And with that, we'll be right back. So check it out. Sean, I noticed that you were having some difficulty with the hops in the beer.
Yeah.
But I'd like to tell you that one of our sponsors, Colorado Hop Company, nestled in Longmont, Colorado. Check them out on Facebook, Twitter. And also if you're a home brewer, these are the hops that we use. We use nothing but the best, freshest hops that they turn in the most prettiest pellets you've ever seen, and they will ship to you. Check them out again at ColoradoHopCompany.com. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter under the same name, and this is just in, they're also on Instagram. Make sure you guys show them a lot of support like they've done us. That would be ColoradoHopCompany.com. Oh yeah, how's Ron doing over there with his?
He's dead.
I think he's dead.
Hey, Rob.
Rob, kill it. Kill it, bruh.
Kill what?
The thing in your hand. The beard. Yeah, kill that pimpin', so we can get that rinsed off for you. There you go.
Give us the glass, man.
Can we have the glass? Thank you, Mr. Braun. Thank you, baby. All right, I need to stop this recording. All right, there we go. And just in, Nina's in the building, so you kind of see what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Is that working for exactly what you're looking for?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You ever wonder why too much camel toe is too much camel toe? Try Camel Toe's Redactors. Camel Toe Redactors, they loosen the meat.
Loosen the meat. You ready?
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Too much vagina being discharged. How are you gonna plug it up so you don't discharge? From the makers of Toys R Us comes Plastic Pluggies. Is your vaginal discharge way too much? With Plastic Pluggies, stop it. You're ruining my leather.
Beans.
Give me back my beans. Yo, the word beans in itself is fucking funny. It's aesthetically sound so acoustic to your beans, bro.
Beans.
But then you could be like, beans. Give me back my fucking beans. Like, it's fucking dark.
Give me back my motherfucking beans, bitch.
Beans, bitch.
Hey, he eating beans, bro.
You touching my beans.
Yeah, man, I told her, hey. I told grab these beans.
Babe, leave me alone. I'm eating my beans right now. Beans! Eating my beans, it's me and my beans.
Me and my beans.
Me and my beans just beaning over here.
Beaning, beans bitch. Be beaning, bruh.
Be fucking around with me. Me and the homies, we treated ourselves tonight. Wesley got some bushes baked beans.
Beans.
Fought over the one piece of bacon, huh?
I love that shit.
We don't eat no bacon, we eat beans around here.
Fucking here, Ron. Beans, beans. Beans, bitch.
Pinche frijoles.
Pinche frijoles.
Yeah, bro, them frijoles.
Pinch de frijoles?
I'll pinch your Fritos.
It almost went in my mouth.
What the fuck is that thing?
It's called a bug.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Why I look like that?
It's a mosquito hawk.
Because it's flying.
It's a mosquito what?
It's called a mosquito hawk.
It eats mosquitoes.
Yeah, mosquitoes?
They catch your mosquitoes and eat them.
They your friends.
Their mouth's small enough to not bother you, but they catch mosquitoes and eat them. So mosquito hawks are very useful, so don't worry about
creepy.
It.
Creepy. I don't want them up in my shit, bro.
Then kill it then. Trust me.
Dude, wherever what is he gonna is, do?
It was gonna do. Get in your hair like the one that's already in it?
Yeah, bro.
He just
bro, I would do something about it, cause then it's gonna lay eggs and shit.
Now you have friends. You gotta raise them.
I'm just gonna stay
there. It flew out of your hair. See?
I'm just gonna.
Just make sure your scalp is nice and warm all the time.
Yeah.
That's my best friend. That's my best friend.
I don't like it. My best friend. It's gonna fly in my ear or something, right, bro.
It's not an earwig.
And I'm wearing headphones.
Can you hear that still?
Yeah, I can hear that.
Brew Rebellion, small batch handcrafted ales for incredibly bold flavors. Watch our show, Barely Beer Barons, on Amazon Prime. Check us out at www.brewrebellion.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at Brew Rebellion. Look for us in better bottle shops throughout California and online, and join the rebellion.
It's the Open Bottle Society, the ultimate craft beer community. Coming at you live with all things beer. The greatest beer stories, you'll find them here. Looking for.
Tune in right now. Turn your radios up and sit back. It's time for another great beer review with Cash telling you what it is.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Same.
Fuck it then. Give it to him, bro.
All right. This coming at us from Zipline. It's their oatmeal porter.
What?
These guys are coming out of Lincoln, Nebraska.
Nice.
Oatmeal?
ABV is 6%.
Nice. More information. Oatmeal? Do they have a link on their shit, or do I got to look it up?
Why oatmeal?
Give me 1 second. ZiplineBrewing.com. More information.
Fair enough. I want to give a big shout out to Mr. Locke, who provided this beer, where he's actually from Nebraska.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's from there. And
how's the fishing?
Huh?
So how's the fishing?
You know what? They've at the moment, while we're talking about it, he's been dealing with that biblical flooding up there.
Eesh.
Yeah. Biblical. So ain't no fishing. The fishing is coming to him.
Oh, that's nice. That means fishing is on and popping.
On and flooding? What?
On and popping.
That's Ron's, right?
Yes, the last one is Sir Ron's.
Okay.
You gonna love this shit, Sean.
Guaranteed. Sean, you actually like you actually do like stouts, actually.
Ronaldo.
Grazie.
Do I?
Yeah, actually you do. I don't think you've ever had a problem with a stout. I know you're more partial to the sours. Or things that kind of...
Yeah, got the sours.
You know, kind of do them, just showing everybody on Twitch and the recording of this.
Well, it looks dark.
Like. So, let's get it down, guys. Cheers to smell. And Cass said, fuck y'all.
Fuck your couch.
Oh, God, that's a hell of a smell, ain't it?
All right, Cass, you're up.
Smells like wheat bread.
Oh, okay, wheat bread, all right.
Smell like wheat bread, kind of smell like a little bit of molasses.
Okay. Smells like a little bit of molasses.
It's a little grainy. I can definitely smell the oatmeal in there. But besides, that smells pretty inviting.
All right. Fantastic. Sean, would you like to add in some 2 cents of this conversation?
3 cents is nice.
It generally smells like the cafeteria of an elementary school.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. And I don't even know how you retain that. Like, how did you bottle that scent?
It brings back memories of Mrs. Bredensteiner yelling.
The fucking cook, her name was Bredenstein?
First grade teacher.
Oh, her name was Bredenstein.
Bredensteiner.
She sounds like a bitch. Shit.
She was. I hated her. One time she yelled so loud, and right as she was yelling and made everyone go silent, the lights kind of, they went out. They didn't go out, but they flickered.
Right.
All at the same time, and I thought she had yelled so loud that it made them do it, but no, really it was just a coincidence.
She's a demon.
But
she's
that she did it, and I was like,
Steiner,
she yelled so loud.
Yeah, you can understand, she was yelling at you in tongues.
Steiner in German is devil. That's why the Steiners, that's why you were lucky to even found one.
Steiner!
Yeah, so.
Which is a hard name to remember.
But we'll get into that in just a minute about some of your childhood tragedy, which we're going to do that at the end, just to kind of add a little bit more flavor to the show. But I just want to kind of push this along a little bit.
Okay.
So for me, the only thing I could say is, if you know what an oatmeal cookie smell is, like when somebody bakes oatmeal cookies,
yes, sir.
We're going to throw some brown sugar or molasses molten on top of it, and that smell is coming through. And then for some weird reason, I put like a dark chocolate kiss on that motherfucker. That's what it smells like. It does smell
like
a cookie.
Grits cookie to me.
It smells like Grits cookies a little bit.
Is there a Grits?
Well, how about this? We'll swap recipes at the end of the show. Yeah. So we'll. I like how the show progresses. We're gonna be.
Yeah.
We did news at the beginning. We're doing beer reviews in the middle, and then we're just doing things like life hacks.
We're gonna end on motorcycle mechanics.
Probably. You know what? We can today. All right. So let's get down to the taste, gentlemen. Cheers to the taste. You know what I do. Whatever, Cash. Wow. Very traditional porter. Super watery. Super watery. You got some singed notes. I like the fact that it is all dark chocolate. There is nothing truly sweet about it. Well, it's sweet in the sense of its malt profile. That oatmeal seems a little scorched. Like if you put on, like when you make oatmeal in the morning, and it's kind of stuck to the pot. That's what it kind of tastes like a little bit. But coffee all fucking day. I don't think the coffee has anything to do with the scorch element. Mm-hmm. I think it's just the oatmeal, the profile of the oatmeal feels scorched. But it's watery, and the chocolate is dark chocolate all day. I actually enjoy dark chocolate I actually enjoy it. It's one of my favorite things. Because in reality, you know, we could do milk chocolate and we could do that. But dark chocolate is just enough sweet to kind of satisfy your soul a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's what this is doing. So coffee, scorched oatmeal a little bit. Kind of like overdone cookies. Ah, little overdone cookies. And then you got to add some frosting on top of it to kind of beef it up. So
got you.
I actually enjoy this. And I think the ABV for 6% is, it's on point with this. This could probably be my daily six pack. Anybody can jump right in any moment.
This is like, this reminds me of breakfast for some reason.
Oh, hold on. Before you do that, big shout out to Miss Nina. At breakfast? Hold on, guys. Big shout out to Miss Nina. That is Cash's lovely, lovely wife. Big shout out to you watching us on Twitch. Just wanted to kind of get in there with that. I do apologize.
Thanks, baby.
Go ahead and finish, Mr. Cash.
Reminds me of breakfast. It reminds me of like a sugar cookie.
Is that what you have for breakfast?
I mean, it well, could.
He's a grown ass man. Why are you in this fool's
hey,
kitchen?
Hey, dude,
dog?
I eat a fucking steak for breakfast if I feel like it.
You eat your fucking cookies, bro.
A steak don't is fine.
Don't
for
let this guy
eat my not. Cookies if I want
don't
to.
Don't let the guy who fucking almost got a senior citizen apartment tell you how to live,
it,
bro.
It kind of tastes. Wish I could. It tastes the way a sugar cookie smells. With some, like what you're saying, with the coffee and the chocolate, but with like fucking like some straight molasses on it too.
I like it.
Yeah,
it's interesting, right?
Yeah, I like it. It's like a wholesome, sweet, hearty fucking.
Was there
taste.
A little spice in there? Like a little bit of like some, like did you get a little tingle on the tongue? A little pepper, maybe a little clove.
No, it tasted like someone poured a mocha latte into a ginger ale.
Yeah, actually, I was going to ask you, like
a
almost
little ginger?
Like a little ginger.
Like ginger ale, yeah.
So you got a little of that ginger bite, huh? See, that's the spice. People think
but
ginger
yeah,
is not.
I don't taste like just ginger, but like the actual soda part. Like the carbonation lines up with the ginger in a way where it, I don't know.
Well, there's a little tingle, a little spice, and I can kind of see a little bit of that. Yeah. I enjoy that. So what's the thing that kind of made your face kind of do the twerkity twerk?
I mean, just have you ever tasted a mocha latte poured in a ginger ale?
Not for everyone.
Is that a Dutch Bros thing? I don't know.
Right?
I don't know.
It's just kind of strange.
So there was like a bunch of combinations that for you just was a little off a little bit.
Yeah, it tastes like Perrier or something.
You know what? Perrier actually is a very unique water substance.
Yeah.
I think it's dolphin blap, but that's just me.
All that shit is
liquid. It's not salty, though.
That's why it's dolphin blap.
Interesting.
Scientists have, you know, we'll get into that at the end of the show.
Got you.
All right. So let's give it a grade and get it out of here. Cash, we'll go ahead and start off with that. We'll work to Sean, then to me, and then we'll get him out of here for the next one.
I'm going to give this a 3.8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Slightly above average. Okay.
Above average. I think it's pretty good. I feel like if it had more ABV and probably like stronger oatmeal flavor.
Okay.
Because it was like the oatmeal was a back finish, but there was like the chocolate and the toffee and the molasses that kind of took over
okay.
you know, most of the flavor profile. But over that, I think it's pretty good.
All right, Sean.
I give it a 3.1.
Okay, so you're right over the neutral mark.
Yeah.
Or the average mark. So
it's fine, but not good.
But this would be just something you can kind of sip on if it was at a party.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll take this over any IPA.
Of course. All right. Well, I like that. Anything that kind of stuck out a little bit for you that maybe you can find some positive light in?
Yeah. The chocolate, the dark chocolate coffee thing.
Okay.
It was good. It would that would keep me going.
Flame.
I'm going to give it a 3.9. I think
down.
It's well above average. I really
Whoa.
Do. I'm with you as well, Cash. More ABV.
Mm-hmm. Most def.
But I like the flavor profile on this. I think barreled age would be beastly. Or we could probably smoke this out. You know, when you burn the wood, put the cup over there,
yeah,
and fill
get
it up.
We get it high, right?
Well, no. Oh. No, I mean, actually put smoke into
gotcha.
The glass, then pour the beer in it. And that actually adds barrel age properties to it, that smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
smoke this shit straight up.
Okay, fair enough.
I think
it needs
shit.
To be a little bit more woodsy.
Gotcha.
A little bit more woodsy. But again, this could be one of their flagships. I don't know much about Zipline Brewery. This is my first time ever having them
mm-hmm.
with you guys, so it's an honor doing it.
It was an honor.
So if anybody out there can get us some more Zipline,
I got a half chub.
You got a half chub because that we are all doing it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
Let me know when we get the full chub. You know what? Let's talk about that chub in just a moment.
Yeah, okay.
We'll be right back.
All
right.
Hey, Ron, let me get that cut. Oh.
Thank you, sir.
Boys ready. You're going to have to tell me twice.
Yeah, we do. We always do. That's the problem, Cash.
Can you check my plug, please? Do you keep knocking out? Thank you.
It's only half out. Yeah, my bad.
That's cool. I wanted to mount it underneath, but then I was like, people's knees will hit it. So if I kind of... Because remember, it used to be when we pulled it out, they were on the sides and out of the way.
Yeah.
But closing this, I'm working on getting a new table anyway, and then the cord, that strip will be right down the middle of the table. And then we'll drill proper holes to run cables through and throughout and mount shit to the table. So that way it's completely out of the way, but that power strip stays right in the middle. Because that way it is what it is. So that way if anyone spills, we're going to die.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
You know what I always am. All right, guys, I just got this faxed in from grogtag.com, and it reads, and I state, hey, you want to take your beer labels to the next level, bottle caps, coasters, or anything else for your kegs and your carboys? Well, check it out, grogtag.com.
Got Tom.
I'll do that from the top again.
Okay.
Grogtag.com got you covered. Now, they're going to take it one extra step. You're going to get 15% off on their website. That's Grogtag, GROGTAG.com. And we're going to hook you up with an exclusive OBS Beers, one word on checkout for that 15%. We really do appreciate you guys checking these guys out. They're also on Instagram and Twitter under the same name, Grogtag. So, when do you need some motherfucking goddamn labels? Right now. Bottle caps and coasters with your shit on it? Right now. Grogtag.com.
All right, and Kia, can you just do the one that's in Spanish for
Grogtag? Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's right in the back. It's the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, it's just the same thing, just in Spanish, yeah.
Mojadas en los gutos de la serie, por un cerebro con grogtag.com, es siendo un punto, punto, cinco, cinco, mojado, peludo, mi gatos, mi ditos, mi pantalones. Grogtag.com. Go! How's that?
That was perfect, dude. I don't perfect. See any flaws.
10 out of 10.
All right, perfect. All right. I've been learning Spanish watching that Momo.
Wow. Wow.
Last beer of the night, gentlemen. I think so far the first one was pretty intense. Not going to lie. It had some interesting properties that we always talk about. We always say things like, oh, this is the shit you got to watch out for. And finally a beer, like it's not even a palate wrecker. It just fucking came right in.
Bitter as fuck.
Then the second beer we recorded had some nice, sharp, dark textures to it. It was really nice. So it went from one end to the other. And yeah, I think this next beer that we're going to talk about should kind of clean it up on everybody's part to be extremely enjoyable. I'm looking forward to this. And it was provided by The Blame. So, Damien, we really do appreciate it. Cash, what are we talking about?
Oh, alrighty then. This is coming at us from Stickman. It's the...
I actually got to say it all the way through because there's actually... another brewery kind of with the same name. And if they pull that up, it's going to be pretty bad.
Stickman Brewing Company.
All right. Fair enough. Thanks, bud.
Is that better?
Well, that's much better.
Did I do good, Daddy?
Yeah, that's fine.
Good.
That's hot.
It's their Mosaic. 8.1%. Oh, sorry. 8.6% ABV.
Okay.
They're coming out of, what the hell? Towson, Oregon.
Okay.
Towson, Oregon.
Over there? They're just coming from Oregon.
Fucking
over there.
Oregon pisses me off.
With their names?
Wait, hold on. Let's talk about that in a moment. Just a moment. I want to really get to this beer because, I want to get all the other taste out.
Yeah. You know what?
What?
Retract that. It's their Cloudy with a Chance of Mosaic.
Oh, it's Cloudy with a Chance of Mosaic. Sean, remember when we were hanging out?
All I can think about is how much I fucking hate Oregon, dude.
Hold on.
I'm steaming.
Do you remember when we watched that movie, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs? That's pretty clever.
We didn't watch that. We watched Cloudy with a Chance of a Face Full of Semen. It was a gay porn. Do you remember that? We watched that together.
Well, you can't really watch anything when your face is covered. Ew.
Hey.
God, all right, guys. So check this out. It's going to be stickmanbeard.com. I had to pull up the actual website.
It's all good, bro. I didn't see it.
Yeah, that's good, pretty fam. Cool. Cloudy with a Chance of Mosaic. Now, for those that don't know, Mosaic is a hop.
Interesting.
Why do you want to do this?
Well, I'm just telling you what the actual name is. Mosaic is a hop strain.
Mosaic OG.
Mosaic, actually? Probably.
Solid, dude. Solid. All
right, solid. There we go. All right, so we'll get Ron taken care of.
I'm just trying to bow with my breath.
Dom. Some of that.
Ron, don't do that.
Last one, bud.
Ron.
Right there.
Ron, you stupid fuck.
Wow. That's...
I don't think he's alive anymore.
Take this.
There you go. Last one,
Tim. He's moved on from this plane of existence.
All right, guys.
Put the whole thing in your mouth. Damn, that was great.
Wow.
Put the whole thing. You should have put it in your mouth.
Okay. Wow. I've never seen beer do by enema ever again. Never seen it. That was crazy.
It's a lot of ass.
So guess what we're going to do now? Cheers to the smell, bro. Oh, participation brought to you by Cash. Check them out at alphacash_GC6 on Instagram.
That's right.
Wow. Oh, okay. Very tropical.
It smells like oranges.
Yeah, definitely it
smells
orange
like
forward.
Oranges.
Sorry.
This is why I fucking hate Oregon.
Because of cash.
Because of people like you.
Oranges, bro.
Saying shit like that.
Yeah, 100% orange juice all day. That's undeniable. It's not. It's unmistaken orange juice.
Yeah, this wasn't made in Oregon because otherwise it would have smelled like fucking trash.
Wow, really? Oregon?
No, dude, that whole fucking state, dude. That whole fucking.
Hold on. We're gonna get into that. Hold it till the end, because I want to know now. Mm-hmm. So can you hold it? Just can you take that anger and let's be positive about the item, and then we'll talk about the hatred.
We'll
of
call
Oregon.
It a Washington beer because I can't think about it if it's from.
How
Oregon.
About we just talk about
I'll
Stickmin?
Throw this fucking
no,
beer.
No, listen. Let's talk about Stickmin Brewing Company
from Washington.
No, Cloudy.
Can I
with
talk
a chance
about
of mosaic.
The smell?
Hold on there, Boo Boo.
They're okay. From Northern California.
No, let's just say up north.
British Columbia.
Okay, can we say up north?
Dude.
Okay, let's just say up north. For you, we'll
Alaska.
Say up north. Yeah, we can't really.
Reno.
No.
Santa's house.
Okay, hold on. All right, so other than Orange Sun and hatred for where
yeah,
they're
yeah,
from,
yeah.
Is there anything else you could pick out of the fragrance for me? Big shout out to Uncle Joe in the building.
Wait, hold on.
Good harmonization.
All right, well, we'll wait on Sean to kind of hit us with that. Other than that, it just smells like oranges and the whole entire,
yeah,
like,
just oranges.
Just
dude.
The whole, like fruit itself. Like, if you have a bowl full of oranges and you smelt it, there's really nothing else to
maybe
this.
Maybe a light cherry hint.
Okay, I like that. So it's got the little tropical notes to it. Yeah. Is there some sort of plantish back finish to it?
Yeah.
There is,
yeah.
But it's not the star. We could easily talk about that, but we're not. Let's just hands down, we can all agree it smells
that
like...
That Oregon's a piece of shit.
No.
Okay.
Sorry. I said, Sean.
Sorry.
Sean.
Yeah, I thought we were there, dude.
Sean, I said hold it till the end.
All right, dude.
Can you promise me that?
Dude, no. I can't promise you.
I need you
dude, it's
to
a
curb.
Shit state.
No, hold on. Our show
it's a shit
is. Okay,
state.
Stop. It's not. Okay, look. I really want to get through this so we can talk about that. Mm-hmm. All right? So the faster we get through with this, then we can talk
can
about
I
that.
Can I talk about the smell?
Okay, so the smell is 100% oranges. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Sure.
Okay, oranges. Anything else that we could say about the beer, not Oregon?
Yeah, I was trying to get to that like 10 minutes ago.
What do you have for me?
It smells like a motherfucking orange and pineapple fucking wine cooler with some goddamn pine sol in it and some fucking fuck.
All right, hold, curve it. Okay. I actually agree with you on the pineapple. So there's tropical notes. It's wonderfully orange and it smells like a nice beer. Let's get down and get it in our mouth before Sean loses it. Cheers to the taste.
Cheers to the taste. I bet people in Oregon marry their moms.
Hey.
Sorry. I'm trying to get to the taste.
You want me to mute your mic? You want me to mute your mic and turn the camera off? You want me to turn off your fucking...
I don't care, dude. I'm getting the word. I'm blowing the whistle on Oregon.
No, you can't... What does it taste like, Cash?
Well, I actually was holding it in my mouth because I was laughing too hard. I was about to spray the mic right now. Very juicy.
Yeah, it's extremely juicy, dude.
Tastes like they threw a whole orange in there, took out the pulp.
Okay.
There's no way this is from Oregon. No.
Shut up!
It's way too good.
Okay.
With a little bit of mango juice,
okay.
You can definitely taste the alcohol in the back of the throat.
Okay.
And a little salty and cracker going
fuck
on.
Fuck up, Sean.
This tastes like MD. No joke.
2020?
Shit.
Mad Dog 2020?
Yeah, but...
Yeah. Oh, you guys call it MD. Where I'm from, we call it Mad Dog.
You call it... That's not what it stands for, but yeah, I don't know why not. You call it Mad Dog.
Wait, MD, the drink?
Yeah, it's not.
It's MD is Mad Dog.
No,
Mad
everyone Dog just thinks it's called Mad Dog. But
what is it really called?
It's like, it's a name. It's like Magen David or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, but the animal on it's a dog, so they went Mad Dog 2020. God, you gotta be from the hood. Okay, just
I understand. No, you all my know. Friends okay. called it Mad Dog as well.
How about
doesn't
this?
Mean they're not
how about
idiots.
This? We're like, gonna put a pin on that and talk about the end of the show. Okay. Yeah, okay. So, what did you taste on that?
I tasted Washington, Northern California. I tasted everything.
You just couldn't help yourself, could you?
No, I couldn't.
Can we please get the damn?
It just honestly, it was like he said, but it tastes like that fake orange juice, like Tampico
really,
or Tang
really,
or something.
Does it really taste like that, guys? So you say Tampico and all that shit, and you say a little.
I said some orange and mango juice.
Yeah, that.
No, he was talking about your smell when you were saying.
Oh, I said an orange pineapple
wine cooler, and he's going with. Artificial
MD
Tampico.
And Tampico.
Yeah, all that. So
it tastes like a mixed drink, like a orange juice and vodka.
Okay. For me,
is that what that's called?
Yeah.
I definitely want to say the texture of this beer is actually pretty fluffy.
Fluffy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you beerheads just make shit up.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Hey, fluffy.
It's fluffy, bro. The mouth.
What does that
okay,
mean?
So the mouthfeel.
Like
it's not. It's okay.
Is that what that means?
No, no. You ever had a good fault, like? It's like It's like when ice cream melts in a cup, okay. And then you're drinking it, fluffy. You know what I'm talking about? Like it's
like
good
frothy?
Ice cream. Not frothy, because that's more bubbles. Like it's the foam. But yeah. I'm talking about like when it melts all the way. You're like, fuck it, hold up, and then you drink it.
Okay.
Like that, but it's not a milkshake. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So it's like completely dissipated.
Not creamy.
Ice.
Not frothy. Not foamy.
It just doesn't exist.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
You go drink it, and it's not there.
I am seriously really thinking about shutting this.
Which
shit
is
down.
Is what I hope
YouTube
happens
suck.
To fucking Oregon.
YouTube.
Dude. I hope just
hey,
one day.
Shut
up,
okay, Sean.
Fucking not there.
Sean.
Oh my god, dude.
Sean, we'll talk about it in a minute. Hold tight. Hold tight. Let's get these guys out of here. Hold on.
I can't.
So overall experience, guys, you're gonna definitely get orange. For all those that understand how Mosaic works,
this is good.
It is pretty good. I actually enjoy really it. Good. All jokes aside, guys, except for Sean really being fuming over there.
Ain't no joke around here.
Hey, hold on. We're going to talk
I'm just
about
saying,
it.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, bro.
This actually is extremely crushable.
Uh-huh, hella.
It has a great aftertaste of that orange bite. The rest of the beer is a beer. There's really nothing else you could talk about except texture and experience. And overall, pretty good. All right, Sean, we'll start off with you. What's your grade for just the beer and the brewery itself,
not
its location?
Not Oregon, okay.
Yeah, your overall experience of just the beer and the brewery and us and not its location.
I give it a solid 4.
Wow, that's pretty good. And why? Based upon the beer, the brewery, us, and not its location.
Not the location, gotcha. Well, aside from Oregon, it's great. So
you know, I'm gonna take that.
It's absolutely great.
Fantastic. Cash.
I enjoyed it. Juicy as fuck.
Okay.
The ABV is at a good point, so you don't have to drink too many of them.
Right.
I like the wordplay on the name of it also.
Yeah, that's pretty cute.
That shit was pretty dope. But this is definitely like something that I would drink if I'm going to watch Avengers Endgame.
Okay.
This is a movie beer for me, yeah.
This is a movie beer.
It's a good one, and you drink a couple, and you're going to be feeling it, but you're going to be so excited for the end of the fucking movie, dude.
Okay, fair enough. I like that. For me, guys, as far as the name of the wordplay, phenomenal. The beer's texture, great. Thank you, Blame, for providing this beer. I really do appreciate it. And another thing, again... It's just a really good beer. I mean, overall experience is oranges. We can't deny oranges. We can add whatever we want. The aftertaste is oranges. It felt like I had oranges, whether it was artificial or natural. It doesn't really matter. Oranges all day. Yes, the beer has some botanical notes, but who fucking cares? It's easy, crushable, and it's a fun beer.
Did I give it
now,
a number?
You did give it a number. You gave it a... What did you give it?
4.7.
Whoa. I don't think you did.
I don't think I gave it a number.
Okay, well then 4.7, yeah. I'll take it.
Made mine feel low.
Well, that's because you're a dick.
I want mine to be a 4.8.
Wow, but you don't really feel
no redacting.
Shut
sorry.
Up. Yeah, I can't redact, dude.
I do. It's great.
For me, guys, I'm gonna hit you with a 4.5, well above average. And we're gonna end out with this.
Fuck Oregon.
No, no.
We should start all the nuclear waste.
No, hold on, hold on. Stop.
What, dude?
Let me finish so we can get them out of here. We've been here long enough on this goddamn beer review.
Okay.
Most interesting beers come out of Oregon. Whether you hate them or not, Sean, most of the beers you've ever drunk
came out of Oregon. Can I say one thing?
No, because...
No, last thing about Oregon, and I won't go off on a tangent. I'm just going to say one thing.
All right, hurry up so I can stop the tape recording the recording.
I don't have anything against Oregon.
Yeah, I know you don't. You're just what they call, in the industry of recording, a dick. Yeah,
whatever. We call it a heel, because this is pro wrestling.
Oh! All right, Cash, if you... Actually, we're at the end of the show. Well, fuck it.
Are you going to do a little...
Oh, shit. This just came right across my beeper. Oh, shit. You want some of the best beer reviews known to man? Are you really into YouTube? Are people still doing that? Well, dude, we got something for you. OBS Beers is on YouTube.
And our new headquarters is in Oregon.
OBSbeers.com in Oregon. Okay, so not too bad for the three beers. I kind of enjoyed the beginning of the show. I'm glad you guys participated.
Hell yeah.
With what was necessary. I like your new segment, Sean. Your idea was great about what bothers you and what annoys you. That will never get old. Cash, really do appreciate you. It's interesting to know that your family is from Germany, because I know you did that Me Too thing, the Me Too in 23 or something like that.
Yeah.
Or Me Too in 17. I don't know how that works.
Me Too in 23 is when they tell you your genetics and they tell you who sexually assaulted.
No. Pretty much.
So they put those rape kits to good use finally.
Yeah. You know, speaking of that, I do want to go on a little tangent.
I don't like that they make rape kits sound like it's a fun little art project.
Here's your rape kit.
I got a little rape kit.
I'll be honest with you. I really hate
Oregon.
No.
Okay.
I like the Me Too movement. Mm-hmm. But I also hate sensitive people.
Yeah.
You're in 2019. You can easily just punch a motherfucker.
Yeah.
You can make a phone call. But everything now gets you in trouble. Like, you can't even, like,
hand...
Joe Biden thing, he's never...
It's ridiculous.
She said it wasn't sexual, but it made her uncomfortable. It's an old dude who kisses people on their forehead. Now, the part about him smelling it, I call bullshit, because I don't know if you know this. He seems like a heavy nose breather.
What if he was
like he seems like he's a nose breather.
Yeah, what if he, like, kissed her on the forehead and, like, inhaled as he pulled away? Like,
no, she said smelt her hair, then he went in for a long kiss. But now another lady's saying that he did something not cool. I'm like, okay.
He's old, dude.
But so here's the thing I propose 100% across the board, and I'm also against it at the same time. Mm-hmm. Everything needs to have cameras. Every encounter needs to be recorded. Mm-hmm. Every encounter of anyone who's in the spotlight literally needs...
A body cam.
Well, no, just a drone. Like, let's say the president... And he's with some people. Mm-hmm. All that needs to literally be a camera running at all times. Whether there's any audio on, it's just that if someone said, oh, you did this to me. Remember, there's three sides to the truth. Yours, mine, and the truth. You see what I'm saying? And I'd rather the truth be... Like, I always tell people, go check the cameras. Anytime I've ever been in trouble at any job, I go, check the cameras, and I walk away. Because if you didn't check the cameras... You're not coming at me with that bullshit.
Yeah.
So unless I know there's no cameras, then whatever. But I'm like, check the cameras. I walk out, and then we never hear from that again.
That he says she should.
That shit's fucking nuts, man.
Hey, your she shed's burning down.
That shit's getting out of hand. Especially with the smelling. Well, the thing that bothers me is the smelling of the hairs, and then he kissed my forehead. It wasn't even anything that would be detrimental, like Founders, Uncle Joe.
Oh, shit.
I like how Uncle Joe just threw that in there, except for Founders. No, Founders is foul for what they did. That's 4 years of documentation of racism.
The cover up.
Yeah, it's hell of a cover up. And also on top of that, if you really look at your president,
what are you talking about?
Well, so Founders, 4 years of documentation on how racist and homophobic they are, and they're still in business.
Who's Founders?
Founders is a brewery up in Michigan. And yes, the name Founders is for the founding fathers. So that right there should automatically tell you where the thought process is, to be really honest. Yeah. But they make great beer. But it still doesn't excuse. It's like saying he's the world's greatest teacher with kids, makes them into scholars, and he's really great to society, but at the same time, he molests them.
Like that Catholic coach.
Yeah, like him. Yeah. Turns out, you know, the doctor, but he's a molester.
Mm-hmm.
You got to draw a line somewhere. So I just think certain things shouldn't be. It's a weird subject. Like I said, kissing on the forehead. He didn't grab your booty. He didn't grope you. Like, that sort of stuff. He didn't choke you out.
He didn't tickle your camel toe.
Yeah, he didn't do anything except kiss your forehead. He's an old dude, and you felt uncomfortable, and now you're getting press. And it just sucks. It comes from my state. That bitch from my state. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, off topic. Cash had a beer last night that I absolutely loved from Jenna. So if you don't mind me asking, Cash, before we get out of here, what was the beer that you and your wife, let me tell him real quick, his wife does not like beer. She's not learning, but if she finds something, it's amazing. So what was the beer Uncle Joe wants to know?
I don't remember the name of the brewery, but it was that cucumber sour, the white can.
Tin Barrel, which is an AB. It's an AB InBev company owned brewery. But that is one of the most interesting, like, mass-produced sours, and it was the cucumber, the cool cucumber one. Yeah. And I recommended that one because we were at the store, and I recommended this sour that was like $1.50 a can.
It was
so
long.
Yeah, and then that's an AB InBev company-owned brewery, Tin Barrel, and I just have to say that because people have to know about that. All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up and get you guys out of here. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. I did. Sean, tell them how to find you, bud.
You can find me, Shane Kashmir, on anything. IG, fucking YouTube, you know.
Snap?
Yeah, Snap.
Are you even on Snap, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
9Gag?
No. Are you on, what's 9Gag?
If 9Gag, iFunny.
What's iGag as in jokes.
No, it's kind of like 4chan or Reddit, but not as respected.
No.
Got it. Okay, that's pretty cool. All right, Mr. Cash, Cash Money, what can I do for you on having people find you?
Find me at AlphaCash _ GC6, AlphaKash _GC6, Insta.
That's it?
Insta.
Just Insta. All right, on guys. Insta. And if you need to know more information on OBS beers, hey, Google that shit. Beer's what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
All right. Check you guys later. Peace.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.